Well, hello, everyone. This is Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, Tony was saying yes to everything today, even had a song to go along with it.
Yes. Y stands for yes, and yes is the plan. Yes is the only word to a yes man. E stands for something, but Y is the best. 'Cause it's the first letter of that beautiful word, yes. S stands for sure, you bet I can. Nothing gets a no, because I'm a yes man.
You guys did a great job getting Tony to say yes to stuff. Mike called in.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Morning. Is it true that on Saturday nights at the stroke of midnight that you get up, put on a woman's dress, high heels, panties, and use lipstick and dance to Footloose?
Yes.
People aren't having breakfast like they used to. They've moved it up and they're calling it Brenner. But then we started talking about, why does everybody need to combine names?
Right.
They're talking about breakfast foods and eggs and sausage. Oh, right now, eggs are number one. Sausage comes in at number two. Then bacon and pancakes tied for third with some other stuff.
But I disagree with their list.
Yeah, I do too. I'd put bacon at number one, then sausage, then eggs.
I'm with you 100%.
But the survey found out 45% of people skip breakfast. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are eating just breakfast later, and they're calling it Brenner.
Brenner.
Breakfast and dinner together. It's Brenner. Why do we always have to combine names? Ooh. I mean, like if me and Tony were a big celebrity Hollywood couple,
yeah, boy.
They'd be like, oh, did you see what Joni did today?
Joni, Jason, and Tony.
That's what they would call it. Because we got to combine everything now.
You're right. Hey, thinking along those lines.
Yeah.
Brupper. Breakfast and supper.
Yes. Everybody loves Brupper.
Let's make some Brupper tonight. And at work, you could have your WESC.
What's that?
That's your work desk.
Oh, yes. Let me sit at my WESC.
Yeah. See, it makes it easy, quicker to say.
Dalgin. Dalgin.
Yeah, whenever you go shopping at the Dollar General.
Dollar General. Oh, I'm going to the Dalgin.
Yeah, down Dalgin.
Head down to the Dalgin.
And
thought I saw Joni down there.
Joni at the Dalgin. You ought to seen them just skipping around. And last one I got, and this would make a this makes sense. Snurinate.
What's going on there?
To sneeze and pee.
A man lives in an apartment, got mad at his neighbors for being loud, so he went and sprayed them with bug spray, and then he tried to get him with nunchucks. I mean, his name's Larry Adams. Larry's 61 years old, okay?
Okay.
Well, there was some people celebrating an 18th birthday in the apartment complex, and they were being a little loud. And they were doing it around their car outside. So, I mean, they were being annoying.
Kids these days, their birthday noise, and noisy.
Well, this was 1 o'clock in the morning, and Larry had had enough.
Larry wanted to quiet them down, huh?
So he went out there and asked them to turn their music down and made threats. Then an argument ensued.
Uh-oh.
And that's when old Larry pulled out a can of roach spray and sprayed them.
Roach spray.
Then he went on to threaten them with nunchucks, but instead he accidentally, see what had happened was he was doing the nunchucks, then hit himself right in the face with them. That's the worst, isn't it? When you're about to get after somebody, then you do something stupid, then you can't.
Man, when you nunchuck game and you turn it on, and then you whack yourself and knock yourself out.
I mean, how embarrassing, right? I mean, I kind of feel bad for the guy because I think he has every right in the world to go tell these whippersnappers to turn their music down.
It's like them samurai swords. I know I'd chop my ears off if I was flinging that thing around.
I mean, the nunchucks may have been a little too much, maybe. The roach spray I get.
The road? Why?
Well, they were bugging him.
Jason.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a social media theater for you today.
Here you go.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
social media theater time. This one here is from Daryl. He's wanting to make a trade. Daryl will be played by the incomparable Tony Randolph.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tammy, Jamie, and Olivia will all be played by me because I'm the only one who can do a girl voice.
Because you're that good, bro.
So here we go. Kick us off here with Daryl's post.
All righty. Daryl. We'll happily trade some turkey bacon for vape juice. Prefer something fruity. Also, up for selling some turkey bacon, which is as good as regular bacon if you don't have vape juice.
Tammy. Dang, trying to trade turkey bacon to support your nasty habit. How low can you get?
Jamie, I think vaping is safer than smoking, so at least you're trying.
Olivia, and turkey bacon is better for you than pork bacon. So what is this, some low-rent health kick?
Daryl, seems straightforward to me. I got 5 pounds of turkey bacon and no vape juice. Would like to make that 1 pound of turkey bacon plus have a bottle of vape juice.
Olivia, don't have any vape juice, but I will trade you half a pack of Kraft cheese for a pound of bacon.
Daryl, so then I'll have bacon and cheese, but still no juice. Sorry, can't do that.
Jamie, why don't you just go get you some juice and enjoy the bacon?
Daryl, no money.
Tammy, well, payday was Friday. Where's your money?
Daryl, used it to buy this bacon.
Jamie, you're either an idiot or someone who loves bacon too much. Can't help you. Tammy, me either.
Jamie,
hey, maybe there's bacon-flavored vape juice.
Daryl, or maybe I could make some of this bacon into vape juice. Hashtag idea.
Jamie, definitely an idiot.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
This one I'm proud of.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is what you would say if Reba McEntire has left somewhere or has taken off. Gonorrhea.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. Here's the best country lyric never written.
Sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
They could tell by his rigor mortis that he had French kissed a snapping tortoise.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
I guess when you have a scare like this, it can really make you focus on what's actually important in life. There's an older guy's name is Sam Pratt, and he got some really good news. He had a year-long battle with cancer,
yeah,
but his doctors told him it's in remission, and he's got a lot of life left to live.
Yay, good news, Sam.
So great news. So he decided to celebrate by taking every single member of his family on a trip to Hawaii.
Wow.
And he didn't even have to spend a dime on plane tickets because before he got cancer, where he worked, he traveled. So he had over 1 million frequent flyer miles with Southwest.
Yeah, that'd be great to find.
That was enough to buy a plane ticket for himself plus 33 family members.
Well, he's taking the whole gang.
Yeah, so they're all going to Hawaii. I mean, this is a big deal. It's kids, grandkids, cousins, they all got to go. And Sam's good news wasn't the only thing they celebrated while they were in Hawaii. They had birthday parties. They had anniversaries. They even had a gender reveal party while they were down there. So Sam's getting it in with his whole family. He's like, hey, this is important. I'm making new memories now. And that's what he said. He said he decided it was the best gift he could give everyone because of all the new memories they get to come home with.
Yay.
That is so cool.
Spreading the good news around right there.
Sam, that's awesome news. You're in remission and a great idea on doing that. You are
real good.
Okay, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.